Alistair, so are your days numbered as an MP for Orkney and Shetland? Is it true that you might lose half of your constituency? That's what seems to be the case.
Well, I think we're still some distance from that. But, you know, what you're seeing, I think, at the moment in Shetland, through this motion that has come from Shetland Islands Council, is a real growing frustration, which has been building for years now, that piece by piece by piece control has been taken away from the council, from the community in the Isles, and held centrally in Edinburgh. You know, it was never supposed to be the case that devolution would simply replace one system of very centralised government from London to another from Edinburgh. And, you know, I think it's one of the basic truths of politics that public services are best delivered as closely as possible and controlled by the people who are going to be using them, who are going to be affected by them. So, you know, I think this is a good thing, and anything I can do to help it and push it on, I'm in the market for.
But in terms of, so this is not a real threat, you don't think? This is kind of basically a warning shot that, you know, Edinburgh needs to sit up and take notice and perhaps invest a bit more and give a bit more control to the local communities up on the islands.
It absolutely is, you know. And look, we've played nicely for years on this. We had the Our Islands, Our Future conference, and then the initiative that came from that, and that produced an islands bill and promises of island proofing. But, you know, in terms of the actual outcomes, you still see government bodies that think that doesn't apply to them. So Highlands and Islands Airports Limited, for example, a wholly owned company by the Scottish Government, are currently bulldozing on with plans to centralise the control of air traffic control in Inverness, taking away good, well-paid jobs from island communities and actually leaving us with, I would say, a poorer service at the end of the day. The best example of something that really needed island-proofing was when they imposed car parking charges at the airports in Chitwell and Sumbra. And they didn't even pretend to consult on that one. And when challenged on it, they said, there's no point in consulting. We know people aren't going to like it, but we're just going to do it anyway. Now, that just kind of, for me, sums up the attitude that you're dealing with here. And, yeah, you know, that's why people in Shetland and in Orkney and even other parts of the Highland Mainland now are saying, you know, this has gone too far. We now need to unpick this galloping centralisation that we've seen for the last 10 years.
And if nothing else, it kind of puts the SNP in quite an awkward and embarrassing position, really, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's done because people are concerned about the quality of services and, you know, the fact that they don't have the control that they need over the public services. It's not about political move to embarrass the SNP or any other party, because, you know, at the end of the day, remember, the council in Shetland is composed of, I think, all independents apart from one. So, you know, it's not really about party politics. It is genuinely about the quality of service provision and being able to design services that are appropriate for island communities.
Oh, well, pleasure to speak to you, Alistair. Thanks very much for that.
Okay. Pleasure to speak to you, Dan.